In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Karl Barth, a famous Protestant theologian, said and repeated many times that Mariology, referring to the treatise on true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, was a tumor to be removed from Catholicism, as if love for Mary was unscriptural and therefore superstitious and evil. But all the love of all men who have existed, exist, and will exist, will not even come close to the love of God for Mary, who has chosen her from all eternity to be the mother of Jesus. And how much did Jesus love her? Doesn't Jesus want us to love his mother? Didn't Jesus do his first miracle because she asked him to, even though Jesus said his time hadn't come? The Jews who since the first century rejected Christ continue to reject Mary as well, as if she had been a vulgar and sinful woman. Our separated or Protestant brothers and sisters respect her, but they don't love her. However, Luther did love her, although he did not believe in her Immaculate Conception, but he did firmly believe in her perpetual virginity and called her Mother of God. Muslims have a very special respect for the Virgin Mary. There is an ancient Islamic text that says, "Every child of Adam at birth is touched by Satan, except the son of Mary and his mother." All Muslims remember a hadith or saying of Muhammad considered as revelation, which refers to his daughter Fatima. "You will be the patroness of women in paradise after Mary. Fatima will be the second after Mary." The name of Mary appears in the Quran, the Holy Book of Muslims, 34 times. And in the Quran, in Surah 19, which is titled Surah of Mary, the honor of Mary as virgin and mother is defended against the defamations of the Jews. It is said that Mary's is the only case in which a virgin begets a great prophet by God's handiwork. Not even of Muhammad's mother is this said. According to a Muslim belief, Mary accompanies the soul of blessed Muslim women to paradise, and many Muslims invoke her and attend shrines especially dedicated to the Virgin Mary, especially in Egypt, Indonesia, Malaysia, India, and Algeria. According to the Quran 3:42, the angels said, "Mary, God has chosen you and purified you. He has chosen you before all the women in the universe." If they love her, won't we love her, who believe that Jesus is God and that she is the pure, holy, and immaculate Mother of God? The doctrine of Mary as universal mediator is not a dogma of faith, but many saints throughout the centuries have considered that Mary was the treasurer of God, and that all the graces and blessings that we receive from God, we receive them through the hands of Mary. Not that this should necessarily be so. It is simply God's design. He wanted all the graces and merits that Jesus has obtained for us with his passion and death to be distributed by the hands of the Universal Mother, Mary. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.